Do I know them?
No, I'm just, I always, when I hear somebody from Memphis, I'm like, do I know them? Like,
that's crazy.
It's the black box.
You don't know what you gon' get.
It's the black box.
We might just have a special guest.
It's the black box.
And we forgive, but don't forget.
It's the black box. Yeah.
The Black Box Podcast.
All right, you guys, welcome back to the Black Box Podcast. Happy Monday. It's my favorite day of the week because there's a new episode every fucking week. Today is a special episode. Got Mr. Dero.
Yeah.
I got it this time. We got Mr. Dero in the building.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm just glad to be here.
Thank you for coming. I appreciate it.
Of course.
You look tired.
Nah, I could use a nap, but nah, I'm good. I'm good. We out here. We rocking.
Okay. As long as we good,
yep.
Then we set to go. So, tell the people about yourself.
Well, yeah, I'm Dero. I'm a Memphis-based artist. I've been releasing music professionally since around 2020. I currently have one EP under my belt, looking to make it a couple more this year, and that's pretty much it.
All right. So, famous question everybody like to ask artists, when did you start doing music?
Yeah, I started doing music when I was around 8 or so.
8?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It took me a long time to really start, like, dropping my music. I went to my uncle's house, and they had, like, he had a karaoke machine and, like, a beat tape, and it was, like, we was having some type of family get-together. And I just started, like, freestyling. I just put on some beats, put on one of their beat tapes. I thought I was going to get in trouble. My daddy came up the stairs, and he was like, nah, that's hard. You need to start writing stuff. And
yeah.
I really started writing around, really, like, started taking it serious. Like, actually, like, okay, I like rapping around, like, 14, 15.
Mm-hmm.
And it was uphill from there.
And how old are you now?
Yeah, I'm 24.
24. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, I did some research on you. Some good research. So, I heard through the grapevine that you have a bachelor's in music business.
Yes, I do. Yes.
What college?
I went to University of Memphis.
Hey, shout out U of M. You know, a lot of people went to U of M on the pod.
Yeah.
Was it you wanting to learn more in the music industry is why you went that route?
Yeah, I started at Mississippi State. I went my freshman year there, and I majored in computer science, but that really wasn't my speed. That was probably, I was, you know, freshman year, fucking off time, just doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
Ended up wasting a lot of time, and I was just like, I'm gonna come back home, and I'm gonna go to school for something I really actually, like, enjoy, and I feel like I need, and, I saw they had a music business program. I applied, like, with a quickness.
And they accepted you.
Yeah.
As they should. And then, when I did my research, I realized and I saw that you are very, very consistent. Like, you have so much music on, like, Spotify, Apple Music. I was like, how the hell did he have the time to do that shit? So the question is, how the hell did you have the time to do that shit?
It took a lot of sacrifices and repetition. Like, I got my reps in before I was really even dropping music. Like, I probably had double digit songs recorded before I even dropped my debut, which was Nights Off. And I guess really finding the time, like, I started kind of locking in, and I realized, like, you find time for what you make time for. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of, and music was one of the, like, first things I ever loved, so, like, it just was, like, only right to really start deliberating time and putting effort in. And I recorded Nights Off, the first song I recorded in my bedroom at my grandma's house. So yeah, I was getting it in where I could. I would record damn near anywhere. I would record on the bus if I could get a booth in it.
Damn.
So yeah, it was that type. I was on that type time. But yeah,
so where in Memphis are you from?
I'm from I originally grew up in like the country and like Fraser area. So oh, like shit. My grandma had like horses and shit, and I stayed like in Fraser in the apartments, like back and forth between my mom and my grandma. Mm-hmm. But I really done stayed all over the city, North Haven, but like during my, you know, I was in school and stuff. So most of my time was spent, like I was spending a lot of time in Midtown, Midtown, College Town area, you know, right by the tracks off Highland. I grew up, I just really everywhere. When you like people who from Memphis get it, when you got a kind of like turbulent family situation, you just jumping mm-hmm. from spot to spot. So like I really wouldn't, I did, Memphis my home, you know yeah. what I'm saying? So it's like kind of all over the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what sets you apart from anybody else that's in Memphis?
That's a, damn, that's a good ass question. I feel like what sets me apart is kind of just like my sound in a way. Like I don't really have the typical Memphis sound that like blows up out of our area, and that's no dimming to that sound. I mean, mm-hmm. I like everybody enjoy a good trap song.
Yeah.
But like I kind of just really was deliberate on like the whole lyrical and like making somebody feel something when they heard my songs.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's something that sets me apart in that regard, and that's pretty much it. Like, and I mean, I guess I wouldn't say my approach to it is any different. I feel like if you really come from a place of love, then it'll show, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Is it, do you get a lot of support out there? Or is it,
I mean,
iffy?
Of course, I'm grateful for everybody who streams my music. And I wouldn't say it's iffy at all. I feel like I'm starting to find my tribe. I'm really hitting my stride.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm just trying to, like you said, keep consistent and keep at it. Because, I mean, you know, good dope sell itself. And that's what I pride myself on. I want a good product. I want people to be feeling a self, why, because I make songs a bit, be like, yeah, this made me think, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. when I listen back and I play it back, I want to feel something. So like my goal is to find people that want to feel stuff when they hear their music, you know what I'm saying? Feel the different emotions, because life is real complex.
And yeah,
that's kind of my goal. So I'm finding those people. I feel like they everywhere.
Yeah,
and that's my goal. I'm gonna reach them where they at.
Yeah, because I also saw that you like to pay more attention to like less mainstream sounds.
Yeah, I really love, I've really been in love with sample beats lately. So I guess that is kind of like.
Hold on, wait. Don't get in trouble with the people.
I don't like samples. Everything is cleared on this end.
I'm dead. I'm sick. So what, like, what does that mean though? Because like, I don't, like, I read it and I was like, but then I was like, I need him to explain that.
Yeah. I really just kind of like to bring back like classic feels and rap music. Like rap was built off sampling, you know what I'm saying? Like taking somebody else's record, extrapolating what was dope about it, or not all of what's dope about it, but you take a little bit of it and add your own flavor and sauce to it. And that's always what's attracted me from the start. I feel like I heard in one of my classes, and it just really has stuck with me ever since. It was like, great artists are thieves. Like, you steal what you find is really enjoyable and entertaining to yourself, mm-hmm. and you kind of just personalize it a little bit. You don't just bite, you know what I'm saying? But you kind of like personalize that shit and kind of like mold it through your own voice and your own lens. And that's really why I enjoy like sampling and shit like that, because I guess I really just define it as anytime you take an idea that somebody else already put out into the world and spin it to your own creation. So,
okay, that's some good shit.
I'll try.
So you have A Lens Through My Life.
Mm-hmm.
Your project. Tell me about
my baby.
It.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
That shit really was a fucking mean like. Bout with patience, bout with funds, bout with time. Like, I was fighting to drop that. Some of the oldest songs on there, like the outro, I wrote that around the same time I wrote Lens Through My Life. So it was a major work in progress. I went back to the drawing board. I cut that junk up so many times. Like, I took it from like 10, 14 songs to like 7. And I decided that 7 was a sweet spot. And, I worked with a lot of talented people, producers. Shout out Jack. Shout out Kloncat. Shout out everybody who was on the project. I don't want to drop no names and then fuck around and forget nobody. I love all y'all. Everybody who was a part of it, it was a great time.
Hi, guys. Sorry to interrupt, but I do have some news. Oh, my God. Imagine I give you guys the same promo from last season. You guys, I know it is season 3, but I do want to give a little light to season 4. So now, I'm letting you guys know now. The season 4 guest forms are out right now. Now, before you guys get to the end and you guys come for me, yes, there is a small fee. Now, let me explain. Before you guys come for me about $65, let's do it like this. Would you rather pay $250 for just an interview with no mics on, two pictures of you on their page, versus me, where I'm only asking for $65 for you to do an interview with me and a photo shoot, and you get all the promo that you need from me? That's what I thought. So yes, season 4, $65. Not that bad. And if you do not know where to find our guest forms, they're located in all of our social media bios. If you click that link, it will take you straight to our link tree. And it is the first link that you see that says season 4 guest forms. So yeah, you guys, small fee of $65. Go fill out that form and I'll see you guys later. Bye. So, I saw on your Instagram that you like to cook. And I saw that video. I said, now he cooking and rapping and doing his thing. I said, what's going on? So you low-key a cook?
I wouldn't say I'm a cook, but I throw it. You can ask my girl. I could throw a good dish together. You know what I'm saying?
Like, can he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you lying?
No, he makes this pasta. And oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was actually making in the video. It was my pasta. It should be low-key hidden.
What is it?
It's not too nothing crazy. It's just, like a little creamy tomato beef pasta joint. It's real hidden. And I put a little spinach in there, mushrooms. Yeah.
So it is hidden?
Yeah.
All right, so send the recipe. All right. So let's talk about support systems.
Mm-hmm.
So, in this crazy world, everybody has to have a support system. Obviously, mm-hmm. You got your girl.
Yeah.
How does she help you with this?
She really helps a lot. Like, a lot of my content that I've been doing lately, she's been behind the camera.
Uh-oh.
And yeah.
Hire her.
Yeah. She's recorded a lot of my sets and things of that sort. I, of course, got my rapper friends and shit. But yeah, my girl's definitely, you need to get one like her. Because, it's all about, making sure that you look right, you get your shit right, and
because she's not gonna let you go out looking crazy.
Yeah,
she gonna she's like, you're like a reflection of me, so like whatever you go out looking like is, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah, and it's also just the constant reassurance that it may not look like it today, but you on the right path. Like it's good to know that sometimes somebody proud of you. Everybody people try to act like it's weird to want to be validated, but we all here to be validated. Everybody wanted, sometimes you just want to know you're doing a good job. And
yeah,
that's important, and I feel like that's one thing that helps for sure.
What about family? Do they support what you're doing?
Yeah, they try. We get along together, and they definitely try to egg me on and make sure, especially my little sister, shout out Rose, she be always supporting and showing my shit.
Uh-huh.
It be making me happy. She'll be like, oh, yeah, I got a new friend at school. They's like, they like D-Row today. That shit be that shit be warming a nigga heart though. That shit's funny. Yeah.
Have you performed anywhere?
Oh yeah, I performed. My most recent show was at Growlers in November, but I performed in really just performed mainly in Memphis. I performed in Boca Raton one. No, it was
Florida?
Yeah, I performed in Florida because I was traveling. Weird enough, when I told you I was traveling, I performed mm-hmm. in Cali too, and I performed in Tampa, not Boca. It was Tampa.
Tampa.
But yeah, I was working for event setup crews and shit, and I would just perform anytime I had any free time I got. I was performing. Then when I was out in Cali, we were helping set up a stage for a little band festival they had around there. But in mm-hmm. the meantime, I hit an open mic there. So yeah, I performed all around the city though, for multiple little events we done had. And I'm looking to always hit the stage anytime I can. I love performing, and I love meeting people that really fuck with my music, mm-hmm. and also gaining new people that fuck with my music, because I love to give a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your go-to song?
Man, I think personally, I love to perform the intro, but mm-hmm. I know that the crowd always rock when I perform Way Back. Like, Way Back is the joint. Like, everybody, every time I perform that, my friends get on the stage. Like, everybody, we just be turned up. It's a good ass.
Shut the show down.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
That's fucking fun. So, I like to ask this question mm-hmm. a lot when it comes to, because I kind of feel like I know what you're going to say. Mm-hmm. But, like, what is your dream collab for a song?
Oh, shit. My dream collab, I ain't gonna lie. If I could get Isaiah Rashad on a song, that'd be my shit, bro. That's probably one of my favorite artists. And I feel like we can make some dope shit, like, love aside, I feel like our styles would mesh really well on the track.
You know who you should hit up?
Who?
Explicit Hunt. You remind me of Explicit Hunt.
Yeah, I have to meet him for
sure. He's
some.
A Nashville artist. Mm-hmm. Fucking funny. He was on the last season. You should link up.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to try to tap in.
He's in Memphis all the time, so you're literally bound
I'm surprised to. I haven't met him. You know, you bump shoulders with everybody in Memphis. I feel like it's such a big, small city. So
yeah, because when we were talking the other day, I was like, here's the dude, and it was Dope. He was like, I know Dope. I was like, okay. Oh, shit. All right. So, we are at the point in the episode that you're going to grab something out this box.
Oh, shit.
It might be a spider. I'm just kidding. Freaking Jarvis, he was like, yeah, you go ahead and pull out of that box for me. I'm not doing it. But inside the box is a bunch of questions. They're hard-hitting questions. Mm-hmm. I just like to, you know, ask these questions to see where your brain is at. And, yeah.
Cool. I'm going to give it a good shake.
Shake it.
We'll pick from the bottom. Let's go. Hit me. Okay, this is a good one. Can you describe a moment when you felt completely and unapologetically yourself? I would have to say one that instantly came to mind when I said that, when I read this, was my, oh, my bad.
No, you go.
When I had my listening party, and it was a small, like, intimate little event, and I was just listening to my music, and I was watching my family and close friends, mm-hmm. everybody react to it, and it just, like, really touched me. It was like, damn, like, this is all about how, like, this is something I created. Mm-hmm. It's from my learned experiences in my life. And it was just a project that I really put a lot of effort in, like a lot of deliberation. And it just like, I shed a tear a little bit. I was trying to cover my face. I hope nobody noticed, but I was just like sitting there like, damn, this shit, like my work came to life. Like it was like, because as a creative, you don't really see too many times where like, yep. you kind of just feel like you plugging away, putting shit out. And mm-hmm. it's just like, boom, boom, boom. But to come full circle and it's like materialized around me, yeah. it was just like, damn. This is really me. Like, D-Ro is myself. Like, I created it. And it was a great feeling.
Aww.
Yeah.
Somebody find a clip of him crying. I want to put it here. We're going to add it in there. So if anybody has a clip, go ahead and send it over. you know, sometimes it's good to be unapologetic to yourself. Mm-hmm. Honestly, as long as you're proud of what you do, you know, keep doing your thing, then you should be good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got anything coming up?
Yes, I got a single coming soon.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. It's here called, we go.
I'm going to probably butcher the shit out the pronunciation. It's an Italian word. It's poco garante. Poco garante means like, damn, I'm over here butchering the own meaning of my song. Damn. But it means like a carefree person, like just a carefree, nonchalant attitude. And the song kind of embodies that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much it right now.
You give that vibe too.
I try.
You really do. Has anybody told you that?
Nah. Some people do tell me I'm a little lax, but like.
A little lax?
Yeah.
I mean, you stand on business though, right?
Yeah, try to.
You have to.
Yeah.
You can't if you don't.
No, there ain't no try. I do stand on.
There we go. There we go. Y'all, that was it. That was it. Plug yourself. Where can they find you?
Follow me everywhere. Dero_901 on all socials. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Instagram, TikTok, Not on Facebook. I ain't old enough for Facebook.
No, hold on, wait a minute. Them older people probably rock with your stuff.
Yeah,
you gotta try it. They probably bumping it in the, you know, the nursing homes. Who knows? Look, you gotta try it. You gotta expand it out. Yeah. You know.
Might have to rock back on the Facebook.
on the Kick, on the MySpace.
Yeah. Uvu.
No, Friendster.
Sick. Yeah, you can find me pretty much everywhere I'm at, Dero_901. If you saw me from the podcast, let me know. I'll tap in. I look forward to meeting everybody coming soon. You know, when I pop out at the shows, don't be scared to see me. I don't bite, I promise. yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, thank you so much for coming out. I appreciate it. I know y'all had that long-ass drive. And yeah. I still feel bad. Nah. I didn't know Memphis was like that. But I do appreciate you coming on, girlfriend. I appreciate you guys, too. Y'all, that's it. Y'all know where to find me.
Of course.
I say it every time. Where is it? TBBXPOD on all social medias. Then, what's my Instagram? Speaking of Jay on Instagram. It's been a long day. All right, guys, but that's it.
Have Thank a you for great having week. Me.
Of course. Of course. Maybe you come back and we do a live performance thing. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Y'all got to
pop out. As long as that car survived that drive, I'm going to be here.
No, wait a fucking minute. What you mean?
You know how cars are. You ain't never. They far from trustworthy, but nah, let me knock where the wood at.
Yeah, please do.
I need that jump to make me back.
Because at that point, just jump in the car with dope, you know? Just
right.
Take me back, bro. We're going back to the same place. Fucking crazy. All right, guys. Bye.